The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
I need five more fingers and another keyboard. That's it. No, two sets of hands, two keyboards, and I might have a chance. We're going to talk to Dean Henderson on a Monday this time rather than a Friday, which is always, no matter when it is, always informative. This situation we call the State of the Union I have never seen anything like this in American history, and I've studied American history. There have been some wild times, but when you add in the amount of control that we're all under 24/7, the technology deployed against us, the toxicity of our bodies, our overall herd immunity is in dive state because of the poison we're being given. You know, I looked at a, let me think what this was. It was a box of powdered sugar donuts. No, I didn't buy them. No, I don't eat them. I just did a little research. I picked up the box, turned it over, and I swear to you, I stopped counting at 100 different ingredients. Think about it. The ingredients are inexplicably, scientifically impossible to understand in many cases. No one knows how they interact with each other in your body, let alone in your body with other things you're eating. We're eating, literally, ourselves to an early death. This will be the first, it's already admitted, the first generation that will not live as long as its parents, and the first generation that is clearly not as smart as its parents. Well, here's one exception to that. Dean Henderson. Hello, my man. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. Pretty good. How about you?
Well, I don't know if I should be disgusted or just kind of laugh. It's that crazy. It's sci-fi nuts is what it is. It's beyond any normal, rational, logical, pragmatic way to run a nation. Well, you know what's happening. We're being divided, we're being poisoned, and we're being driven into a state of permanent chaos, which is what they, quotation marks, want. No big surprise, we know the game.
Yeah. Yeah, it took me 2 days to open a bank account the other day.
And, really? 2 days?
It's $2. Yeah, and it's $2 for a paper statement now. Because they want to drive you all into, you know, online
$2
banking.
A month for a paper statement.
Yeah, God forbid, the bank would have to send out a paper statement. Now you got to pay for the paper that your bank statement comes on. That's the peasant. That's the plight of the peasants lately. And the increasing power of the oligarchy. And yes, they're using technology as their latest, greatest tool of enslavement. And it's not going so good. You know, it's kind of a train wreck. I mean, even the tech that, you know, Elon Musk's thing blows up on the launch pad and his bulletproof car, the windows shatter.
Well, you know what? Wait.
It's a mad scientist.
Yeah. Oh, it is. He's weird. He's just totally weird.
Oh, my God.
But that, their pickup truck, it is said, has racked up, I think in a way, the broken windows got him double the free publicity. Think about it.
Yeah, there you go, probably.
Okay?
Yeah.
They supposedly have 200,000 orders for that truck.
Because it is so...
I got to tell you, I think it's going to be popular. I can't stomach Musk. I don't like electric cars. But I think the looks of that car are so untraditional now. Well, let's see how it plays out. I just think it's going to be a moneymaker for the guy. Meanwhile, he's throwing up how many tens of thousands of satellites in orbit? You can't even with a telescope now enjoy the heavens. You're going to see his junk floating around up there. I don't mean the junk in his pants. I mean the junk he's rocketing up there. God knows what he'll put up there. Do you know he put up he threw a Tesla car up there with a human dummy, I think of himself, strapped to the seat. Did you know that?
No,
he launched it. He did. He threw it out there in space.
Too bad it wasn't him. Too bad it wasn't him, you know.
Amen.
I think he should be on the next flight out of here. Yeah, I think they should all go to Mars and start a colony and see how that goes.
Yeah, they may already be doing that. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, they think they're going to do it. But see, they're just mad scientists and they don't know what they're doing. Another thing that happened to me this week was I got locked out of my Amazon account where, you know, I sell my books on Amazon because I'm a self-publisher and it's the only way to do it, really get your stuff out there. And it sucks. Yeah, Amazon sucks. But I don't blame anybody for not buying one. If you want a free one, I'll send you one. Just let me know. If you can't stomach Amazon, I totally get it. But they locked me out of my account. and I've spent six days now trying to get it and nothing yet. And every time you talk to it, first it's somebody in Bangladesh and then, I don't know, India and then, Palo Alto and then Seattle. And then the one guy today, he said, oh, I'm so sorry. We're going to do an education on that. And I was like, yeah.
What did he say? They're going to do an
education on that.
What the hell does that mean?
Like, yeah, it doesn't help me, man. That doesn't help me. That's just flowery Seattle speak for we're not going to do anything. And, you know, they just all talk the same. They say, so, everything starts with so. And it's just like, God, you know, it's just a hive mind knuckleheads. But they don't really know what. This is going to be a train wreck, man. I think 5G is going to be a train wreck. I don't think they know what the hell they're doing.
Oh, AI 5G headed right over the cliff.
It's over the cliff, and they want to control us. So that's what it's. Look, it's a military operation all the way, the whole thing, the internet, the computer, everything, the online banking, the online everything, the online power grid,
all digital,
battery,
digital domination.
But it's gonna crash, baby. That's what I think. I look around and how dysfunctional it all is. Another thing I did this week, got one of these track phones, didn't work, had to run it back to Walmart. Oh, the kid forgot to activate it to register. I mean, technology makes our life so much easier, right? And everywhere you look around you, technology is just driving people nuts and making their lives harder and taking all their time. And just to where they can't even, look up at the stars or go for a hike or, you know, whatever it is. But it's just, the whole thing is a total disaster. And that's the way it's going to end because, you know, people are, I think at some point are just going to get so sick of it. And I know a lot of people are junked out in it now, but I'm seeing the beginnings of just a total, it's just all going to crash, man. Everybody's money's going to get taken out of their banks. I mean, it's insecure.
Oh, yeah. You'll
everything,
be punished.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they'll
so
just dock your savings, whatever. That's
really,
coming. Social credit. Your social credit goes
negative
down, Dean. They're going to dock your savings. Mm-hmm. You watch.
That's what, yeah, it's going on already. The social credit's going on already. I've been seeing myself, you know, social credit in a number of different aspects of my life lately. Just the more you, you know, rebel against it and talk about it. My wife, you know, her Google Gmail account, they were like, oh, you got to have this and that recovery. And, you know, they just want to link it to another thing so they can identify, because we're sort of going, we're sort of toying with them right now because we've done a big move, and they don't know where we're at, so they're freaking out. And that's all it is. And that's probably what Amazon is, and that's probably what her Google is, and that's probably what a lot of stuff, even the bank thing. Mm. It could very well be, oh, this guy, let's shut the computer down. Guy tried to buy my house VA loan. Oh, rejected, even though the appraisal was exactly what the VA said it was. All kinds of things just going on. But what I've realized is you just have to disentangle. You have to limit your exposure to the whole thing, which is why I'm getting it down to just one email. And, you know, I'm really going to simplify everything that even more than I already have. And I never, you know, got into the thing much anyway, but the more exposure you have to technology in the very near future, your life is going to get harder and harder and harder. And so the you know, where we moved, the Indians live here, and my the way I'm looking at it, the Indians, the Native Americans, the Native people around the world, that's who's going to save us from this. And because
well, I hope they save themselves at least.
Yeah, they will. They already have. They're fine. I mean, there's a lot of poverty, but at least they're happy and they're not in their heads. They're, you know, some of them are, some not proud to be Indians, and that's the where the problem comes in. But the people that are proud to be Indians, they're
yeah,
be
you
fine
know, here's
because
a, yeah, here, here's another yeah, thing. I just saw this, and I'm not changing the subject because it's all corruption. It's all criminal everywhere you look. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Here's a couple of quickies for you. Netanyahu's cousin bought Greek steel company as Prime Minister Netanyahu backed a big Greece gas deal. See, it's all criminal. All of it.
All criminal.
Here's another one.
All the way down.
Israel to be the first. Now, we all know Israel is not a democracy. It's a racist apartheid psychodrama. Israel to be first democracy to expel Human Rights Watch staffer.
Nice.
Okay, yep. Here's another one. Now, on top of all this, remember, it's all about money. Remember that when it comes to Israel,
yeah.
It's all about money, and they love to sell American advanced weapons technology to our enemies, alleged enemies. Mm-hmm. Led by high-tech, Israeli exports will hit a record of $114 billion in 2019. So they're booming over there, laughing their way to the bank, our bank, discriminating against everyone who's not an Israeli. They got roads for Arabs over there and roads for Jews. Nobody knows about this stuff except our listeners here who follow along. It's crazy. It's just crazy everywhere you look.
He's indicted. You know, he got indicted. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, I mean, yeah, it's corruption all the way, and that's the way of the world right now, is corruption. And, you know, Evo Morales gets tossed out in Bolivia.
Oh, another despicable CIA
sponsored coup. Yeah. And it's just on and on we go. And so, you know, you start dragging in, oh yeah, the Grenada thing, and you know, we'll invade Nicaragua and call them the Contras, and we'll start up, Jonas Savimbi's people in Angola. UNITA, and then Renamo in Mozambique, and then right-wing death squads in El Salvador. And then here comes, you know, George Bush the first, and it's the Iraq, you know, the fake thing where they were lured into coming into Kuwait, starts out Gulf War thing, and then Clinton, oh, it's Yugoslavia, take out Milosevic, and then it's Bush 2, and it's, well, 9/11, Afghanistan, some more Iraq, and then here comes Obama, and it's Yanukovych gets marched out of Ukraine at gunpoint, and Gaddafi gets drug behind a jeep and overthrown, and inserted troops into Syria, and then here comes Trump, and it's Evo Morales gets overthrown, and Lenin Moreno, Correa's vice president, Ecuador turns out to be a stooge and overthrows the revolution in Ecuador, brings in the IMF. And, you know, messing with Iran and, you know, just on and on and on. It's just this continuity of evil ever since at least Reagan and in this country. And there's not a damn bit of difference. And yeah, and the whole thing with Trump, it's like I figured it out. Well, I think what it is the whole world, all those people I just mentioned that were overthrown were left wing, okay? And they're socialists, and they didn't want any, Bashir in Sudan's another one that recently that just was overthrown. Another guy that wouldn't allow the Rothschilds to own his bank. And they're all overthrown, and the whole world's marching to the right, if anybody hasn't noticed. Just, you know, you got extreme right parties in Hungary now in charge. You got, you know, I mean, it's happening all the world. So they're just taking out the last remnants of any kind of socialism, any kind of rebellion, any kind of real left. And so Trump's job is just to drive the Democrats totally nuts, which he's done, and they are, and to make them so unpalatable and crazy that it'll just drive the country further to the right. And guess what? Trump gets reelected. That's the plan. That's the plan, Stan. That's what's going on. And then Trump can really start deregulating and really start, you know, going after the mining concessions. There won't be any national forests. We'll just privatize them all, give them to Weyerhaeuser and International Paper. We'll just call it the International Paper Forest in Oregon, you know, instead of the Siskiyous. How about that? And you know, that's where it's all going. And
might as well.
And I mean, that's where it's going. And it's just the whole, if you look at the whole thing, it's just been steady progression, rightward politically. And sadly, a lot of the people in the country are just going with it. And because there's a lot of tricks. There's a lot of tricks here. Oh, man. I mean, it's a total psyop. And that, you know, and that's why Breitbart, and that's why Alex Jones, and that's why, you know, these kind of things somehow are allowed to get popular. Whereas, you know, anything from the revolutionary left, forget about it. Our newspapers were shut down a long time ago. I remember there used to be the Maoist International Movement newsletter, MIM. I used to fold it into the Missoula paper when I ran that rag.
That's out of funny. Missoula,
because it was a good paper. But those things are gone. There's none of that anymore. Forget about it. And all you have now is Soros-sponsored crap, you know, that parades as that.
Yes, sir.
And so,
you got it.
You know, and again, further discrediting that. Okay, and that's the whole idea, is to further and further discredit the left, pull people to the right, pull every country to the right, and offer them only that as an alternative, when in fact it's not an alternative at all, because that's exactly the direction the Chicago School, funded by the Rockefeller family, historically always. And so that's where you get Milton Friedman, and that's where you get the Austrian School, and that's where you get all this crap. You know, and so it's just all a psyop to push it into fascism, and that's where we're going. Bunch of bundled rods, a few families bound together, protecting their interests, literally families, and the rest of us are electronic serfs, and that's how they're going to manage it with the electronics. That's how they're managing the psyop. It's just a management tool. You look at digital AI, it's just a management tool for the oligarchy. But I think it's going to be a train wreck in the end. And I just think people are going to not accept
it. Well, I think it's a train wreck and already in slow motion. All they're going to do is ramp up the speed. I think you're 100% right. Yeah. We're headed toward, ultimately, a lot of people are going to, they'll complain. Some of them will back out, but they'll be crushed. Yeah. I think, Dean, sadly, most of them will be, because the game is to absolutely hegemonize and dominate the world. And how many people can really withstand that over time? They can't. The masses can't.
Yeah.
They got him by the short hairs. They got him by the digital. They got him every way. And when you look at this, here's another thing.
Short hairs.
Yeah, we got holidays coming up. Now, this is a year or two ago. The average home in this country has a combined credit card debt of close to $30,000. They're still paying off last Christmas. And now here, this Christmas, and you know, Dean, unless you buy your way to Christmas joy, you ain't going to have any. You got to buy it.
Right.
So here's a story for you. Holiday season in jeopardy as consumers rein in spending amid economic downturn. Well, how about recession and crash, huh?
Yeah,
so how are they going to do? How are people going to? Maybe some will discover what the spirit of the holidays is supposed to be. It sure as hell isn't on a plastic credit card.
No, it's not. Or a shopping mall. Yeah. No, it's. I hope there's a blizzard everywhere on Black Friday. That'd be awesome. You know,
supposed to be three storms. Yeah.
They're coming through. Yeah, they're marching through starting tonight here. So, it's just, I mean, the debt is a huge problem. The debt is what keeps people prisoners.
And, that's leg irons.
Sticking to Matrix is about. I mean, it is, and it's so sad. And I know it's really freaking hard because there's so many ways to get in debt in this society. I mean, it's encouraged. I mean, why do you think they're passing out these credit cards like candy? I mean, why do you think they encourage people to buy homes that can't really afford them? I mean,
Instant gratification.
And they know that that's the way to enslave people, and that's the way to keep them quiet. And then they have to go to work, and they can't really make waves. They can't really start thinking critically, you know, or speaking out, because if they do, they might get fired. And then they can't make their car payment, can't make their house payment, da-da-da-da. So, I mean, that's the first thing, the liberation, is just this debt. And at some point, maybe the thing to do is just have a mass just credit card burning and just everybody's maybe just get. I mean, if they won't do anything about it, if there's not going to be any political solution, and there's not, you know, we're going to have to do things like that where it's just like, okay, everybody just burn their credit cards, quit paying. What are they going to do? Everybody just go on general strike. Don't go to work tomorrow. What are they going to do? Everybody just quit shopping. Don't go to the malls for 2 months. I mean, you know what would happen? I mean, you know, that's just called, you know, it's just like they used to say, you know, if everybody threw their TV sets away, there'd be a revolution in a week, inside of a week. And I think that's true because, again, it's the media, the electronic media that gives them the sense of hopelessness. Like, oh, they'll just crush us. We have no chance. I mean, the people that have a chance are going to be the people that disengage from the technology. And that's why I say I think the Indians, because I don't know if you remember, there's a book, Jerry Mander wrote a book a long time ago. It's called, he wrote one called Seven Arguments Against Television.
I had him on. We did that.
Really smart guy, right? And he had another one. It was called The Failure of Technology and the Rise of the Indian Nations. And that's a really excellent book. And that's exactly where I think it's going, because when this train wreck happens, it's going to be the people who have no technology. For example, the people in Ecuador who came to Quito, all Indians, probably none of them on the internet or having TVs because they couldn't afford it. And they just started burning tires in the street and said, we don't want this fuel hike. You know, we can take it and stick it. And they chased the government to Huico, out of the capital. The whole government had to leave because they were so scared of them. And that's the people power. And we still got that. It's just that they have convinced us we don't have that through the media, technology.
They've got us mind controlled. You know? They've talked us out of it. We don't even think that way anymore.
We can do anything we want, man.
Here's another don't tell anyone, Dean. You'll get in trouble.
Don't tell anyone, though. Yeah, exactly.
Here's another one. The news is about to go up at Rents for you all. They're already announcing how many stores are going to close in 2020.
Yeah.
Thousands more stores are going to close. So this is... We're really having a crisis here. It's not just retail. It's the fact that people don't have the money to shop. And they also sit on their asses and let their fingers do the walking online, right? Yeah, it's all online stuff. Crazy.
Well, Goldman Sachs has a bunch of put options on the stock market for March is what I'm hearing. And there's a lot of the big money does. So now I think we're really close to the big one.
All right, watch the story. These chains, here's the title for you. Got to run to a break here. These chains have already announced store closings for 2020. All right, back in a minute with Dean Henderson. Okay, let's get right back to it. A whole bunch of really good stories, as usual, in the news going up at rents.com shortly. Here's a whopper. I don't know if you saw this one. I didn't see this till late today. Ricky Perry, the outgoing cabinet member, claims that God sent Donald Trump down here. He says, Donald Trump was sent by God. And it goes on from there. Trump, here's from CNN. Trump is the leader of a destructive cult using mind control on Americans. Well, there may be some truth there. I don't know. Interesting stories. Here's another one. State Department releases detailed accounts of Creepy Joe and Hunter Biden's Ukraine corruption. It's never ending. You can't dig deep enough. It just goes and goes and goes. It's amazing. Oh, wait, here's one more for you. Hold on. You'll like this. We all, those of us who care about our children, understand the vaccine dangers that they face. I stopped getting my daughter vaccinated when she was 3. I got wise just in time. She had only had, I think, 3 or 4. Anyway, Facebook has now banned all content, Dean, that talks about anything to do with vaccine awareness, including any facts about vaccine ingredients. Gone from Facebook. There you go.
It's a vital part of the kill program. They can't allow that to happen.
Nope.
That's a really big one. Well, and I mean, yeah, it's just it's amazing. And it somehow goes together with the nanoparticulates and 5G and, it goes together
with
it. And,
sure. You know what I mean? Here's another mention. Here's 5G. You mentioned 5G. Global 5G wireless deal is now threatening weather forecasts, not to mention the destruction of human health. So, yeah, it's there. If you know where to look for these things. Now, I rewrite a lot of these headlines because they, the so-called journalists, will write headlines to kind of make you look the other direction. I want people to look at what the story really says. The story is really talking about the destruction, not of weather forecasting, destruction of your health.
Yeah.
Right? It just goes.
Yeah.
It goes and it goes. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Just remember, it doesn't cost anything to have a happy Thanksgiving or a Merry Christmas, except for the food involved. Let's be realistic.
Yeah,
and not everyone out there, unfortunately, can afford to buy. I understand that. And to all of you who are homeless and living in the streets, in so many cases, it's not your fault. It's the fault of this rotten, vile, alleged government. You shouldn't be out there freezing your asses off in the streets with nothing on Thanksgiving. Not one, illegal immigrant should be given anything if an American is in need. That's my view. I've always felt that way.
Yep. No homeless people in Cuba. So I think if Cuba
isn't that
can
the
handle
truth?
That,
good
maybe
point.
We can handle
good
that.
Job.
This would be a superpower. I don't know, you know, but and a lot of other countries too, but. No, it's just devastating what's going on. It's obviously a kill program, but the combination of all these things is a kill program. These elites, they just think they're gods. They think they have the right to just plan all this out and decide how many people get to live here. And, you know, it's just the gap's just getting bigger. These people have 7 or 8 homes, different places. You know, they're shut down here in the winter. They go south. They come back in the summer. Go somewhere else in the spring. I don't know. And then, yeah, these are just hedge fund managers. These are lazy people that push buttons.
You guys move north in the winter. That's the American pioneer spirit.
That's the American dream, baby. That's right. And, you know, yeah. And, you know, it's just, you know, people going to have to just get their dignity back. And they're going to have to, you know, just make some drastic moves and get together. I mean, we're just being divided. We're, like Jeff said earlier,
communicate.
We're being atomized. Yeah,
communicate with your neighbors.
Just stay on your stupid phone. But yeah, talk to your neighbors. Talk to your people across the street. Ask them what's really going on. You're going to find out that everybody's pretty much in the same boat, that everybody's in debt, that everybody is struggling with the bills, that, you know, that really it's just getting harder and harder. While the stock market goes to record highs, that's not a coincidence, because those are those parasites I'm talking about who do nothing. They merge companies. They destroy jobs. They basically cannibalize our economy, and they're still doing it. And that means less workers. It means lower wages. It means bigger bills because there's oligopolies. There's no competition. And just at some point, you know, people are going to have to snap out of it and say, you know, I've had enough. So we are going to do a general strike, or we are going to burn our credit cards and just say, eat this debt, you know, JP Morgan, just eat it. Have fun. Put some salt on it. You're going to need it. And we're going to have to make moves like that and just get off our knees, man, because if we stay divided, we don't talk to each other, we, you know, we feel like, oh, it's just us that's going through this. That's why you're seeing so many suicides, you know, and which is just tragic. And that's why you're seeing, you know, just people going nuts because they just, you know, they're being isolated. They're being isolated.
How about, that's right. How about 50 million American students with 1.5 trillion in debt that they'll never pay?
Right, right. And exactly. And look at this housing market. You can't afford to buy. You can't afford to rent. You know, the whole thing just needs to crash, and the whole thing just needs to crash. These kids are never going to have a chance. Student loan debt, they can't afford, you know, to rent or to buy. What are they going to do? I mean, it's just the people. But the only thing that's going to stop that is when people just say, you know what, you think you're such hot shit, Wall Street. You think your stuff's going to go to the moon forever. Let me just show you what's up here. We're not coming to work today. We quit. We're not paying you credit card debt no more. We quit. You know, we're not playing. We're not doing this scam no more. We're not going to buy your $3,000 smartphones anymore. It's a scam. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to do this anymore. You're not going to go to Black Friday and jump through your hoops and, you know, pretend we got some deal. And in fact, you know, all we did was burned a bunch of money we didn't have one more time. You know, maybe we got a dollar or two off this time, whatever. We're not going to go to McDonald's. We're not going to, you know, use your stupid smart technology and your cameras and your drive-ins. You know, we don't have to do any of this. We can do whatever we want. And that's what people forget, because this is all this, all this technology is doing is it's basically narrowing people's options in their minds. It's putting them in their heads, out of their hearts. You know, where I came recently just was my heart told me to come here. It wasn't my head. My head told me something else. I thought it all through and I was being logical. Oh, well, that won't work. We should go here. No, I said, no, I'm throwing it out. That morning we came here, and we didn't know until that morning. That was my heart. And that's wow. The way to operate. And that's why the Indians, they're going to make it, because that's the way they operate. They're not in their heads. They're out of their heads. They just, you know, they'll just hitchhike from Pine Ridge to Rapid, man, and just hope for a ride. And they usually get it. No problem. They don't even have cars. Screw it. You don't pay insurance. You don't pay, you know, I mean, just go with your heart, not your head, and just quit the system. These people got to quit the system as much as they can.
You know what else I'm seeing now? They have motorized bicycles. I'm not talking about the expensive electric bikes so much, although they're fine. But you buy these little gas, 60, 70, 80 cc gasoline engine, and you put it in a bike, and they're only like $299 or something. I don't know. It's cheap. And you can go anywhere. Yeah, it's cold. I understand that, but... Bundle up.
But
you can still go anywhere. Yeah, there are ways. We used to be creative about things.
We used to be creative, yeah. We used to, like, I mean, I lived in two mobile homes getting started when I was a youngster. Kids won't even consider that now. Just do it. Whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to do it, but that's the thing. That's the thing. Everybody just thinks they have to go out and buy what everybody else is buying. And you can't afford it. Trust me, you can't afford it. I can't even believe these phones, what they're getting into these phones. But you don't have to live like that. You can live a different way. And that's what is being taken away from people's minds. They don't even know that there's another way to live, or many, many other ways to live. They just think it's this one way that Google told them, or Amazon told them, or some TV commercial told them how to live, or some sitcom or some movie or some whatever it was.
Well, that's media, that's the role.
Witchcraft.
That's where they get their role models from. From crap.
That's where they get it all.
TV garbage.
And increasingly so. And increasingly so. And it just doesn't have to be that way. So just as much as you can disengage from the system. Yeah, there's these little, I think if it's under 50 cc's, like if it's 49 cc scooter, there's a lot of states where you don't need to get insurance for that thing. You don't need to get even registered, and you don't even need a driver's license for it. That's true. And ride one of them little suckers around, especially if you're in town. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of ways around it. It's just, and that's the thing. The only way that like, say the prices of, you know, these pickups right now. My God, like $60,000 for a pickup.
And the to only drive, reason it is to drive back and them. Forth, to drive back and forth to Walmart.
Yeah,
a big four-wheel drive, $70,000 pickup to go to Walmart.
I know. I get it if you throw some bales in that thing, or maybe a baby calf just out of its mama in that thing to bring it to the barn like we used to do with pickups. You know, we actually used them. But, yeah, that's what people use them for now. Or to haul a boat that you can't afford, or a camper that you can't afford, going further into debt. I mean, you know, and the only way it's going to change is if people stop buying those $60,000 pickups. It's pretty simple. And, it, and you know, it's just like everything else. It's like the only reason we got Trump is because the mindset of the country said Trump. You know, it's not like Trump just came out of thin air and hijacked the election. Or it's not like Hillary just came out of thin air and won the nomination for the other party. I mean, if you got a country that people are that sick that they'll nominate those two people, oh my God, what's that tell you? So
isn't that the truth? The best we have. That's the best we have.
That's the best we got. Huh? And then you want to, and you want pickups to cost $60,000. You're willing to pay that?
Oh, they're more than that. Some of them.
Next year they'll be 80, yeah, or 100. Sure they will. But then again, if people just quit buying them, they'll go down to 20 in a hurry. So I mean, it's just people just got to be smarter, I think, about their consumption. You know.
Oh, I wish. That's what we do here. We try to help people understand, and we're preaching to the choir. This is the best audience in talk radio.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I mean that. I really believe it. I always have.
I agree.
They're smart. They're just wonderful. But the masses, yeah. I go out, and what do I see? You all see the same thing. I see these tragically obese people. I went into what was it the other day to get a little phone thing. And the guy working there, I kid you not, I don't know how he could stand up. He had to be 350, close to 400 pounds. He was huge.
Yeah.
And he could hardly breathe. And here, it was a Best Buy store. He was breathing, a labor breathing. He's a young guy. And then I saw another one like that in a Home Depot. If these people fell down, they'd roll away and crash through a wall. They're huge.
Yeah,
and I've seen so many others that are, they're painfully overweight. It's not their fault. They're fed this food that is addictive, full of MSG, makes you eat more, full of chemicals.
Yep.
You get sick. You want it. There's no end to it. So it isn't their fault. They're really victimized, and I have nothing but compassion for them. I see it everywhere.
I know. I just feel really sad for people right now, and that's the way to be. Just pity, you know, a lot of pity. But that doesn't mean, you know, and I'm not patronizing people because I don't want to patronize people either. I think people have a lot more potential than the establishment gives them credit for. I mean, they just want them to think they're a bunch of cattle and sheeple and just they'll do whatever. And sadly there's some truth to that, but it doesn't have to be like that. People have so much more potential than that. And I just don't think that, you know, they don't have the confidence. The first thing they do is they take away people's confidence. They make them hate themselves. And it just gets worse from there. But people don't have to be like that. There's so much potential inside each human being. You have a spirit. God made you, creator made you. You're very special. And you just have to somehow tap into that. And the best way to do that is to try to be the most original person you can, the most authentic, original person, your very own person. Don't go with the crowd. Don't do what everybody else is doing. Do the exact opposite. That's always the way I've lived my life. Is if something's popular, I go the other way. If they say don't do this, I'm probably going to do it. If they say do this, I'm probably not going to do it. I'm just hard-headed that way, but I think it's kind of healthy because it's this herd mentality that gets people in trouble. And trying to keep up with that and trying to be like that. And what a miserable way to live, you know?
Agreed.
So, it's all pretty obvious.
And I see, What did I see today in this Best Buy store? Saw a nice looking young lady, I don't know, maybe 20. She was, that's her career. She's gone to work there. And, attractive, nice, no problem. She didn't have to worry about anything, right? So what does she have in her nose? One of those damn things It goes out on the outside of your nostril, through your nostril, and comes out the bottom of your nostril and makes a loop, a ring in her nose.
Yeah.
And then a tattoo. And I just say to myself, why are these people so insecure that they have to degrade and deface their bodies like this?
That's what they're doing. They're literally, it's just like flagellation.
Self-abuse,
self-hatred. And there's so much hopelessness. And they breed hopelessness. I mean, it's like a hopelessness hatchery, man. This whole country, this way the media. I mean, look at the Weather Channel. It's like you watch the Weather Channel, you know, and it's just like, oh my God, there's going to be a storm, and oh my God, it's so terrible. And you know, like up here, one of the channels here where I'm at, it's like they get the freak out meter. It's like they're making fun of the Weather Channel. It's like, come on,
is that
man.
The name of it?
Ain't gonna be that bad. It's they just have this thing called a freak out meter, and I think they're just mocking the Weather Channel because they're always freaking out, you know, like, oh, it's gonna be so bad. And it's just like people are like that, like, oh, everything's gonna be so bad, oh, my health's so bad, oh, this is so bad, oh, why can't people just be grateful sometimes for what they have, you know, too? I mean, a lot of it's just like people's attitudes are just shot because it's just all negativity. If you plug into the Matrix media, it's just all negativity. It's just telling you to be negative about everything. And everything's going to hell in a handbasket. And everything's, you know, this and that. And it's just like, just stop and be grateful for what you have sometimes. Feels really good. And it's Thanksgiving coming up, so it's no better time to do it. But see, Thanksgiving should be an everyday event. The Indians always had a morning song. Every single morning they'd wake up and sing a song of just joyfulness and beauty. They were just happy people. And we're not. And we're just generally not a happy people. And I think that's thing that just needs to change. Uh-huh. Because once we're happy, we don't have to shop. We don't have to have nose rings. We don't have to do this crazy stuff. See, it's like a way to replace our real happiness. And the only way to happiness is realize, you know, you're connected to the whole world. The four-leggeds included, the rocks, the trees. Look around you at what Creator gave us here and how beautiful it is. And some days just forget about what these Rothschilds are doing, you know, hammering it. And yeah, they're just greedy pigs, but, you know, whatever. The joke's on them in the end, man. They're toast. They're toast. They're, you know, and the people that are just appreciative and happy and help others, well, they're not toast. They're going to go on to the next place and, you know, be where they want to be and stuff. So you have to look at step back and look at the big picture of what's really going on here. It's kind of like a trap. And right. these rich, greedy pigs are just stepping right into the trap. And they're going to, you know, just like you think about one of those snares where they kind of step into it and their leg gets caught and they get flipped upside down and pulled up in a tree. That's kind of how I see these bankers ending up, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's really how it is. I mean, so yeah, you have to step back, have the big picture of it, I think, and realize that, you know, no matter what happens, I mean, there's certain truths that just aren't going to change, and there's nobody going to change them. No amount of lying, no amount of corruption, no amount of twisting the facts, no amount of deception, no amount of Luciferian, Freemasonic, you know, propaganda, media. No amount of that's going to change basic truths about this world. And that's where we just need to stay grounded in that. And when you look around you, I know where you live is just beautiful, Jeff, and I know where I'm at is just beautiful. And you look around you and just appreciate the beauty of things. It's like, wow, okay. Kind of puts things in perspective, you know?
Yep. They want us to understand where, generally speaking, they have us. To break away from the matrix that they have constructed and created over all these decades of planning. Decades, hell, centuries. They knew this was coming. It's almost impossible for most people. They're just reactive. They're not proactive about life. They react to stimuli. It's the whole culture has been completely reconfigured to dangle things in front of people and have them react. Whether it's a double burger at your favorite fast food death place or some kind of a new automobile, whatever, it doesn't matter. People react, and they look, and they're competing all the time. If not with each other, with themselves.
Yeah.
They're, yeah, because they're insecure. They're insecure.
Yeah.
They don't want people to be secure.
That's what you know. Capitalism breeds it. I mean, this is this late stage capitalism, and the electronic component is just the very late stage capitalism, where they have it down to algorithms. But this is what creates capitalist man, capitalist woman, where everything's competition. Everyone's competing all the time. Compete. Because they know if people don't cooperate, if people just keep competing, again, isolating themselves in this competitive thing, it's like rats on a wheel, round and round we go. But there's no chance of any sort of revolution. There's no chance of any sort of, you know, taking this system and turn it inside out and imagine, you know, free healthcare. Imagine free education at PhD level. Imagine a world without, you know, this military that with 220 bases, 220 countries and how many bases and how many trillions of dollars down the black budget rabbit hole. And imagine it. But it's possible. But it's just, yeah, we're late stage capitalism. But I maintain that it's about to crash. And I think this time when it crashes, there's not going to be any more capitalism. There's not going to be another stage. And all we can do is, you know, take the pieces and unify as a people. At some point, the only answer is to unify as a people, to start helping your fellow man and your neighbors and your family and pulling together. And, like the old days, man, when the farmers here where I'm at, you know, they owned, slaughterhouses, you know, they was together. They owned, North Dakota still got state owned banks, for Christ's sakes. Still got them.
Wow.
They won't, you know, wow. Yeah, they do. Check it out. North Dakota has state owned banks. They used to have, you know, borrow equipment, like share equipment, you know, make hay together. My sister and her husband, they still do branding with other, you know, they'll go and brand some cattle and then they'll come to their place and brand. And, you know, they go around and do that and then they, you know, have a nice dinner and maybe a beverage or two, whatever. But I mean, it's a little more like that out here, but you know, that's the way it's going to have to go. And, if it doesn't go that way, well, I don't know. First of all, you know, it's a really shitty life. You know, if you know, I mean, it's just, it's isolating and it's not happiness. And,
look in people's faces,
all,
Dean.
You know,
I just got to look. All you got to do
is look.
They're
not happy. Nobody's happy. Why would they be happy with this crazy thing that's, you know, coming around? And
yeah.
I mean, so it's just got to, I think you just disengage from the media. You reengage with the real people. You get out on the street. You get out on the, and you might realize, you know, it's not really, maybe it's not as bad as we think, you know. Because, and I've heard Dave Icke say this, and I think he's right, you know, when you do go out on the street, you know, and just talk to people, you realize, you know, it's not exactly like what you think it's like from, you know, the internet or the TV. Like, people aren't all zombies. You know, some of them are, but a lot of them aren't. And most of them are just people, and they're just still struggling, and we just need to communicate and help each other out, you know, so. Hopefully that we can, you know, summon the best of humanity at this time, because it's the only thing that's going
to
happen.
Well, we need to reach in and pull that out. And
yeah,
I just, I'm
right.
So sad. I'm so sad to see people so intimidated. They really are fearful.
Yeah, me too. And there's no need. And there's no need to be that way. It's just, again, it's like the Wizard of Oz, this old man behind the curtain. You pull the curtain back, there's nothing there. There's no reason to be intimidated or scared or anything, because that just feeds into the matrix. It makes it stronger. Love is what makes it. That'll destroy the matrix. That'll shatter it. It's a clear choice between fear and love. When it comes right down to it, there's really nothing in between.
Nope. I agree. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
You too,
Dean.
Jeff. Yeah, man,
thank
get
you.
Some downtime, would you? And just enjoy yourself. And I hope you get snowed in. I think we're going to, and that's going to be awesome.
Good job. Have fun. All right, you take care of yourself.
Right.
Say hi to Jill.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks, man. You too, brother. Okay, bye-bye.
Right. Dean Henderson, one of the originals out there. All right, we'll be right back with more. Dick Allgaier comes up next. He just got back from Thailand. We're going to take a look at some pictures. Talk to one of the world's great remote viewers next. So hang in there. Be right back.